Our call to worship is in two different locations in Luke, has nothing at all to do with Christmas, but we'll get there. Luke 7, 18 through 23. The disciples of John reported to him about these things. Summoning two of his disciples, John sent them to the Lord, saying, "Are you the expected one, or do we look for someone else?" When the men came to him, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the expected one, or do we look for someone else?'" At that very time, he cured many people from diseases of and of evil spirits, and he gave sight to many who were blind. And he answered and said to them, "Go and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have the gospel preached to them. Blessed is he who does not take offense at me." And then Luke 23, verses 1 through 4. Then the whole body of them got up and brought him before Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man misleading our nation and forbidding to pay taxes to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, the King." So Pilate asked him, saying, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And he answered him and said, "It is as you say." Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no guilt in this man." You know, Jesus came the very first time to heal and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. But he's coming a second time to take us home so we can live with him forever. So the question that I have for you tonight is, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you so much for those that are here tonight. I pray that as we worship you and as we celebrate your birthday and as we remember why you came, Lord, I pray that you will teach us and work in each of our hearts. Help us to know you personally. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're just going to have a short meditation tonight and talk about what Christmas really is. So let's talk about the Nativity for a moment. First off, we have Mary. A virgin. Now, I think in our society, that's gotten to lose part of its reality, but back in that day, for a young girl engaged to be married and then pregnant was a horrible, horrible thing. And then for her to explain to her parents what really happened was devastating to the family, I'm sure. And then Joseph wasn't his kid. So what happens? He chooses to have Mary put away quietly. Of course, we all know the story. The angel comes and tells Joseph, the child is of the Holy Spirit. God himself. Then, of course, it's time for the census. God ordained and orchestrated the timing just right so that Joseph would bring his engaged wife, who was ready to have a child, to Bethlehem. Why is that? Does anybody know? Why would it be just at that time? Somebody knows. Help me out. What? It was prophesied. We're going to talk a little bit about more of that tomorrow, by the way. Service is at 10 o'clock and no Sunday school. But it was prophesied about 800 years before that, that Jesus, the Messiah, was going to be born in Bethlehem. And so Mary and Joseph are on their way, and the Bible has an interesting way of saying this, but it's the time was ready. The baby was going to be born. And so the baby is born, the birth of Jesus, the Messiah. So where do you suppose the best place for the King of Kings to be born? Where would that be? What? In the palace. Somewhere comfortable. In today's society, maybe all the way down in Rochester, Mayo's Best, where I would put him up. Right? That's where I'd put him. But God, in all of his glory, had Jesus born in a place where animals are stored or housed, in a stable where there's animal stuff. There might have even been pigeons and barn swallows flying around with feathers coming down and other things falling down. And then the baby's born, and where do they put Jesus? In a feeding trough, of all places. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords is born in poverty. Actually, to me, that's quite comforting. Because Jesus knows exactly where you're at. He came for the broken, to minister to the poor and the sick and the spiritually destitute. He came for us. And then he died. So that if we would believe in him, then we would get to go with home with him forever. How cool is that? How cool is that? I thought it was kind of funny actually 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, when I was preparing this message, I was thinking of the dwarfs. How many have seen, what's it called? Huh? Snow White. How many have seen Snow White? Come on, everybody. Okay. So you got the dwarfs, and what song goes back over and over in your head that they sing? Huh? Off to work we go. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go. Well, you know what? That song is only sung once in that entire movie, and it's sung when you don't even see the dwarfs. Did you know that? You don't even see the dwarfs during that part of the song, and it's on their way to work. But the song that is really sung when we see them goes like this. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's home from work we go.
Oh, hi-ho, 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 it's home from work we go. Hi-ho, 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 it's home from work we go. I hope, 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 I hope,
just video. However, the point I want to make, listen to me, church. Listen real close. We are here as believers. If you're a believer tonight, listen to me. We are here for a reason. And that reason is to preach the good news to those who don't know it. That's why Jesus came. He came that very first Christmas and died for our sins. And then we have a job to do. And after that job, guess what? We get to go home after our job is done. It's home from work we go. When we leave this place, which we call home, this world, I don't know what your address is exactly. Ours is 422 Washington. That's our home. But it's just a temporary place of dwelling. And when we're done with our job, we get to go home, and Jesus will comfort us. That's why Jesus came that very first Christmas day. John 18, verses 36 through 38 say, Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm." Therefore, Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" And Jesus answered, "You say correctly that I am a king, for this is why I have been born, and for this reason I have come into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." And Pilate said to him, listen to this, Pilate says, "What is truth? What is truth?" Here's what truth is. Jesus loves you so much. He loves you so much that he was willing to leave his kingdom in heaven and come down as an itty-bitty baby and then die for our sins. Can I get an amen? We are all sinners. We're not graded on the curve. I hated that when I was in school, especially the classes I was good in. Graded on the curve. You got an A, but because they got an F, now you got a B, because we kind of meet in the middle a little bit. God doesn't grade on the curve. And not only that, we're not on some kind of a scale system where, you know what, your bad deeds and your good deeds, if you do more good deeds and they're more, then you get to go to heaven. That's not the way God works. We are sinners, and the penalty for sin is death, separation from God. But that's why Jesus came. And if we only trust him, then he brings us home with him, and we get to live with him forever if you just trust him. Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. "And after he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside him. They also said, 'Men of Galilee, why are you standing looking into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come in just the same way as you have seen him go into heaven.'" So our job here on earth is to worship him and then to share the gospel with other people. And then we get to go home. I can't wait until that day. Get to go home. Lord, I want to thank you so much for all that you've done for us, for coming to earth as a little baby, for teaching us how to live our lives, for teaching us how to serve others, and then dying for our sins. What a great gift. We just thank you for that. Lord, I pray that you'll bless those that are here tonight. Lord, if someone is not a believer, I pray that you'll work on their heart. Teach them all about you. Teach them about love. We pray for this in the power of Jesus' name. Amen.